Kapuskasing's cut of the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, cash being handed out across the region is more than $3.4 million. The funding is for 6 projects in the community. Rogers Crop Enterprises is getting $1.1 million from the NOHFC for a grain and oilseed farm that will create 6 jobs. The farm will grow wheat, barley, oats, peas, canola, and hemp. The wood from the land clearing activity will be harvested and sold. After a lot of research, several trips and over 20 years of experience from the prairies as grain farmers, we made the decision to move our family to the Cochrane District and establish a grain farm, said Jim and Selena Rogers, Rogers Crop Enterprises owners, in a news release. The program that the NOHFC has available was a major component of our business plan. We will be growing our 4th crop, and we look forward to what the future holds as we continue to develop land. We hope that agriculture will be seen as an important industry to incorporate into the area. Other projects receiving funding are $1 million for the Northeast Community Network to install 1,824 acres of tile drainage for higher crop yields. $455,400 for the town of Kapuskasing to renovate the sports palace. $400,000 for Green First Products to upgrade equipment and infrastructure at its newsprint mill. It's expected to create 45 full-time jobs. $319,800 for a Northeast Community Network business plan to develop and market 1.2 million acres of underused, privately held land for agriculture. $200,000 for O'Brien's Butcher's Market to buy equipment and make building improvements. These investments will strengthen the economy by supporting local entrepreneurs as they start new businesses and expand services, and help the town of Kapuskasing revitalize their community recreational facility, benefiting northerners across the region, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, in a March 29 news release.